So why does Hekdesh and Truma and Maestros, why is that all effective? So as we know, the Gemara says, because of the combination of Yush and Shina Rishos. Okay. That's the Gemara. It's Mesve, Agana, Pagazlan, Ha'anos, Hekdesh and Hekdesh, Trumas and Truma, Maestrosay and Maeser. Omri Hasam, Ika Shini Hashem, Dimikar Tivla, Vahashta Truma, Hekdesh, Mikar Chulin, Vahashta Hekdesh. That's what the Gemara says. And as we know, the Rishonim were bothered. Why didn't the... if indeed there is Shinui Rishus, so why mention Shini Hashem and not Shina Rishus? That's the question that the Rishonim asked. So I just wanted to mention that we talked about the Ramban's answer. I just want to spend another minute on that as well. The Ramban asked this question on Kufyud Dalet Amud Aleph, and he had an interesting lashon, which we spoke about at the time, to the effect that Shinui Rishus is applicable to Hekdesh. It's not really so applicable to Truma. And he has a few lines there to the effect that it isn't really Mamon Kohen. So I wanted to suggest that what those lines meant was not that Truma isn't Mamon Kohen, Truma is Mamon HaShevet, there's no question about that, but that the question is, how does all of this come about? And this I use to reinforce this general idea. In other words, let's say you have a Dinei Mamonis or Choshen Mishpat consequence, but it comes about through Hafla or through Yoredeya. So how do we look at that process? Do we look at that as Shini Hashem, the Kri Hashem, even if it has a Choshen Mishpat consequence? Or do we look at it as a Choshen Mishpat transaction, as Shinui Rishus? And I think that that's what the Ramban has in mind. Again, the language is a little bit challenging. I just want to read it again, and I want to emphasize one more point in it. Lefikach Trumas and Truma, the ilam ishum shinu rishus is on kufi dalid lo havet trumas on truma v'lo matzor se meiser ela dekani kohen v'havet mamone. So that sounds like a stira mine obey. That's why I was suggesting this explanation, namely it's not shinu rishus, rather kani kohen v'havet mamone. That sounds like shinu rishus, meaning the point is that here the kani kohen and Hava Mamone is Mimela after the Hafla, the Kri Hashem of Truma. He says, Aval Mikomakom Chulin Gmurinhu, right, which he doesn't really mean, because Truma isn't Chulin Gmurin. But I think what he means is, when it's Tevel, it's Chulin Gmurin. And this touches on the famous discussion of Rashi, where? What? Rashi Nivamos, Rashi Tosin Nivamos. To what extent do we look at the Tevel already as Truma? Truma waiting to be separated, and to some extent already as Mamon Kohen. And the Ramban seems to be taking a very strong view on this point, saying that, you know, Avol Mikomokom Chulin Gmurinhu, meaning until the act of Hafrasha, it's Chulin Gmurin. The Idach Dibirshusei Tevel. I just think this is just an interesting... He himself seems to be pointing this direction. After all, it's Tevel before it's Truma, and that affects not only how we look at it before, but even how we look at it after the transition is over. The whole process is viewed in light of the fact that this dominant reality, that it was previously Tevel, and it's a process of Tikkun Tevel that is taking place here. That's the predominant process. Ela demishum shinu Hashem hava Truma meiser. Birshusa de Gazlan, Umatkin Idach. I think this is what he's saying. Don't think that it's the opposite, or the two things are happening here simultaneously in a very dramatic way. Namely, that already in the Tevel there is Truma, and this is also a Shinur Rishus of transferring to the Kohen. That's not really what's happening at all. It's really Din of Tikkun Tevel, and it's Chulin Gemurim, and it's all about the Tikkun Tevel. And then he adds, I'm not sure what this line means 100%. Ve'ikalame mernami delohavim mamon kohen dekivin delotikon tzorchu akohen lahachzir shalochala olav shem truma ubetoz baliyado. This is contrasted with aval hekdesh vahi shaita de'ukum b'rishus gavoa itzal hadyot. So again, it's one of those lines of the Ramban that you're just not sure about. We know he's saying something very, very important. The content of what he's saying is a little more difficult to pin down. My guess, my best speculation is But what he's saying is as follows. When you're mafrish to hekdesh, that really is a dine mamonis type of transition as well. Remember, this is according to the view that mikar Torah deruven, rasha Torah deruven is still a shiner rishus, and he's contrasting it with trumos. So what he's saying is, yeah, because even if it's not mamon hekdesh bekinyano, even if it's not kachet benekabayis, there is a status of hekdesh in the cheftza, in terms of the mamonis aspect of it too, in terms of the limitations, what you can do with it, the things that we discussed. And that's why, the second that the transfer takes place, and therefore this impacts on how we view the transfer, is a shina rishus. But what he's saying is, in the case of trumas, is a kriya shem, and the result is that there's mamon kohen. But this all comes from the yoredeya, from the nadarim, from the haflah side of it, and really it's all about tikkun tevel. And that's why, even after the shem truma is chal, and it is mamon kohen, you could still reverse it in theory if you make it into a toos, or if it turns out that it's a toos. Now that's probably true in hekdesh as well, but I think what he may have in mind is she'ela, or how we, how easy it is to accomplish toos. The point I think that he's making is that this is only mamon kohen betoras tikkun tevel, and without the tikkun tevel, even after the fact, it's certainly a little bit vulnerable, which is why you can be shoel. In that way. Again, he might be able to show it on Hekdesh too, but the questions in each case, we discuss this regarding Hasra and other issues. To what extent, when you're shoel on something, are you completely rewriting history, revising history, or are you taking advantage of a continuing and existing loophole? That even now, as it's Truma, it's only Truma because of the Haflah. I think that is what the Ramban, I'm not 100% sure. I say it's very mysterious and enigmatic, but I think that that's what he's saying, and I think the role of Tevel in all of this is important. I just wanted to contrast that with the Rajba on the Sugya. The Rajba here on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph also asks this question, but I think he takes almost an opposite stance, again, if I'm reading it correctly. And that is, the reason there's no Shinu Rishus in Trumos, and for that matter in Maestros, he asks, incidentally, Maestros, he says, well, certainly according to the Mandamar, Maestros Sheni Mamun Gavoa, say Maestros Sheni Mamun Gavoa, so there should be a Shinu Rishus. So he says, the chain meiser, meiser sheni hu aliba de Rabbi Meir, don meiser sheni mamon gavoa, umishulchan gavoa kazachubei, velo mamon hedyodu. So why isn't that shinu rishus, like we say, or we might say by hekdesh? Umistabrali, de begrara de truma naktinu lekulu, de truma mamon kohen hu, vaad de osin liyade de kohen lo zachaba, hilkach einkan ela shini hashem levad. So again, there might be some words missing, maybe I'm misunderstanding it. The way I'm reading it, it sounds like the Rajba is saying the exact opposite of the Ramban. He's saying there's no Shina Rishus and Truma, not because even once you switch it over to Mamon Kohen, that's a result of the shame, and therefore it's not a process of Shina Rishus, it's a process of Shina Hashem. But on the contrary, the reason is because the Dine Mamonis part of it, basically, already exists before the change. In other words, while it's Tevel, it's already Mamon Kohen, just that the Kohen is not Zochebo until the Tikkun. I'm going to read it one more time. Mistabrali, the Begrar, the Truma Naktina Liku, that's like the Ramban, but for the opposite explanation. The Truma Mamon Kohen, who? The Ramban said Truma is not Mamon Kohen. The Ad the Asi Liyadi the Kohen Lo Zochaba. It is Mamon HaKohen, just he's not Zochabo. Hilkach Ein Kan Ela Shinui Hashem Levad. Again, what's also interesting about the Rajba is that he assumes that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, this should depend on Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa or not. That touches on another huge issue, and that is when we say Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, what do we really mean? Do we really mean, like it's a Rishus Acheres, like the Rajba here adds, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, which sounds like we're taking literally Mamun Gaboa. Or, Oren?
That it's yours, it's just that Hektish puts restrictions on it.
Exactly. In the same way that we talked about Kadshim Mizbeach, Mikara Torah Deruvein, Mahasha Torah Deruvein, there's a lot of evidence that Maisa Sheni Mamun Gaboa itself is really the bylos, is retained in the bylos of the owner. The only thing is, Maisa Sheni Mamun Gaboa refers to the practical restrictions due to the objective of being Nechal B'Kedusha B'Rushalayim. So then you would say that even the Mandam or Maisa Sheni Mamun Gaboa would agree that there's no Shinui Rishus in this case, something which the Rajma disagreed. The Rajma is saying Maisa Sheni really does depend on Mamun Hedjit Mamun Gaboa. As for Trumos, not, but I think for the opposite reason, the Ramban. Just to fill in one more point, the Tosis Rid also addresses this question here, and Tosis Rid says, "Yeah, v'lo makshim li'elami ma'iser u'truma she'ein sham shini reshus de'mamon bailibu." Number one, Tosis Rid says that truma and ma'iser are mamon bailim. Okay, so as far as the ma'iser is concerned, does he mean even ma'iser sheni according to the mandamar mamon gavoa? So that would be in keeping with what we just said. He doesn't say it depends on the Maisa Sheni side whether it's Mamun Gavoa or Ein Mamun Gavoa, but he does say, like the Ramban, or like the way I'm reading the Ramban, that even Truma is Mamon Bailim, not Mamon Kohen. And then he adds, and this I think is important, V'Rabba Nami Lamatzi L'Mifshat Mehacha Diyush Konam in La Torah. How come Rabba didn't bring a Raya in the other direction? Oh, see from here that Yiyush Kedi is Kani. The ikalameimar had a tani maser same meiser trumas on truma lavshu perosem mitukanim el lesser hatruma lazarim the gama meiser who meiser sheni laachlo birushalayim the meiserishon tzarich lahafrish shemenu trumas meiser uliolam asurim hein ha meiser vehatruma bachilat sheyafshalim truma meiser makam acher. Now again, unless I'm not reading this correctly, it sounds like the Tosis Rida is saying, and as for this being a raya that Yush Kedi Kani, that's not so simple either, because in general, there really are two dinim when it comes to these afroshos. One is the kriya shem and the status that results from the kriya shem itself, namely truma, and which is Aser Bazar, Maisa Sheni, Nechob Yerushalayim, and so on. And the other, of course, is the tikkun tevel. And it sounds like what Tosfos Rida is saying is, we only know from this brisa that Yush can accomplish the Kriya Shem and the Issa that follows. As for the Tikkun HaTevel, we don't know that that is accomplished. So it sounds like, now in general, the Tosfos Rida was a believer in this idea. This is the view of the Tosfos Rida in Kiddushin as well. When it comes to the question of chita achas poteres esakri, which we normally say, and yet there are some gemaras that say that when Torah uses the last lashon of venasan, you need an asina chashuva, which in some versions means a kazayis, in some versions means a shavapruta. So that's a question that all Rishonim ask, and there's a group of Rishonim, including Tosfos Rida in Kiddushin, that say, well, maybe there's a difference between tikkun tevel and kriyas or mitzvahs nesina lekohen, or in some cases different formulations, the actual kedusha of and the status of what results. There, it's in the direction that chitachas poteres is sakri, but that doesn't mean that you fulfill the mitzvah of nesina lekohen. In general, this is a big issue whether you can split these two components. One from the other, hafroshas and kriyas shem on the one hand, and tikkun tevel on the other. It sounds like Tosfos Rida here is saying the same thing, that maybe we would have thought that even if Yush Kedi lo kani, but there's no interference from the bailim, so that would be enough for the, let's call it the haflah side of things, the kriyas shem, and you'd have to restrict yourself to the chumras that result from that status. But when it comes to tikkun tevel, that requires bailus, and we have no evidence that Yush alone works for that. So that's, again, I think a very big chiddush of the Tosfos Reed, but especially in light of the Ramban, who's trying to prove that the prominent role of Tikkun and Tevel is what's Koveya, even the Mamon Kohen. I think that's an interesting contrast. Just, you have these three different formulations, Ramban, Rashba, Tosfos Reed. And then finally, just in light of that, to mention the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Yud Aleph, quotes his Braisa, but seems to leave something important out. Haganaf Hagazlan Ha'anos, that's our Braisa, Trumosan Truma. The Im Hayu Habailim Rodfim, Ein Trumosan Truma. So it sounds like the Rambam here, again, is only concerned with Yeush. Im Habailim Rodfim or Ein Habailim Rodfim. He doesn't even mention the word Yeush, but that's the implicit. What he doesn't mention is Shinui Hashem. Now, it could be that it's there anyway. But, again, this might be consistent with the Rambam's in Hilchos Kelim and the Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, and our understanding of some of the other Rambams about Shevach and so on. That, again, this might be a context in which you don't need, or you don't have to, you don't require kinyanim gemurim. All you need is that there shouldn't be interference with the bailim, like gezel v'lo nesiyashua. I'm sorry, like the question of Rav Chisda on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, or if according to the Rambam in general, as we discussed, anything that doesn't interfere with hashava still would constitute Yush Kedi Kani. So here again, it's just interesting to note that the Rambam only mentions Yeush. She doesn't seem to need to emphasize that there's also a Shinui Hashem or a Shinui Rishus. Neither of them are accented by the Rambam. Yeah.
So the Rambam, the Tosfos Reed is speaking in Alatar, and how does he explain the requirement for the Gemara to mention the Shinui Hashem? The Gemara just answered, yeah, but Yeush Kedi Lo Kani is quite enough.
No, he's just saying, how come the Gemara didn't emphasize it so much in the other direct? It's more a question that you know. He's just saying, how come this isn't a strong raya that Yush Kedi Kani? That's all he's saying.
It is a strong raya.
So he's saying it's more of a proof that that you need Shini Hashem than it is in the other direction. That's all.
But in his teretz, he doesn't require Shini Hashem.
No, he's saying it depends for what. What he's saying is, you would require Shinui. You would require, even if you held that Yush Kedi is low kani, that still might be enough for half of what is accomplished by the hafrasha.
So this is the maskana, the entire hafrasha.
So we'd see.
We're talking the tevel, but that's only because of the Shinui Hashem.
Right. So we'd see.
Is that two stages, or is that boin keachad?
No, I assume it boin keachad. Like whatever we said in general, we'd probably say here as well. Okay. So just to point out that, when it comes to Trumas, you have the Ramban, the Rajba, the Tosfos Reed, and the Rambam, four different perspectives on different perspectives on that issue. Also, just to fill out the Trumas picture, there's also an interesting Yerushalmi, the Fei Einayim mentions it here as well, that the Yerushalmi in Bikurim, Aleph Beis, this is Mistapek, if Yush Kedi Kani, would that help you for Bikurim? And even if it would help you for Truma, maybe it shouldn't help for Bikurim, since Bikurim is Olal Gabe Mizbeach, since it's Kadshe Gavoa. That's also an interesting question, and especially in light of our discussions of Rabbeinu Tam, Yish Kedi Kani doesn't necessarily solve all problems. Where you require Kadshe Gavoa, you need a higher level of Kinyan to remove the stigma, however we explained it. So that's also something to integrate into the Rishon. Okay. Back to Karbon of Olah Gazel, just to finish up with that. So, as we discuss in Mitzvah Bava Aveira generally, we've either said that the Rambam has the most expansive or the most limited view. Just to clarify one other point, how could it be that it's the most limited view? I mean, how could you even exclude lulav while accepting karban? So again, if you take the view that this is about ritzui, that could be a way to read the Gemara's Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachmeni. Not that he's rejecting Mitzvah Bava Aveira generally, which is the way the Baal HaMor and others understand him, but that he's excluding the application to lulav. Lulav isn't enough ritzui, only karban has Mitzvah Bava Aveira. That would be a way to read the Gemara, And since the Rambam says that in Yom Tov Sheni there really is no mitzvah b'aveira, it could be this is where he got it from, and that's why the only place, this is what I meant to say, yes, I just don't remember when I said it, the only place that he actually explicitly talks about mitzvah b'aveira in Yad HaChazaka is in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. And I think I might help with another point as well, and that is, it's interesting that the Rambam dealt with these halachos in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. One might have thought that he would have dealt with these halachos in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim or Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. Why dafka in Yisurei Mizbeach? The truth is that, for example, the issues of lack of lishma, la'ol labailam l'shem chova, if it's a problem of bailus, and certainly the gneva part of it, that certainly belongs in Maisa Karbanos and Psulei HaMukdashim. That's where the Rambam discusses Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh. So the fact that Karbanov Lo Agazel, that halacha, is Dafka and Hilchos Yisurim is Beach, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Sono, and the fact that the Rambam repeats that so much, and then two halachas later you have this expansion to Tevel and Chadash, etc., all of this may work very nicely with this idea that it's not just the technicality of doing a mitzvah above Avera, but it's really halacha in the ritzui of Karban, and in it's a chisaron here in Yisurei Mizbeach. Right? The Davar Sanui cannot be al Mizbeach. That's exactly the point. So that might help for that as well. The only thing we're not sure about is whether or not the halacha of Gneva really is a din of mitzvah b'aveira, as we discussed. That's not clear. If you put halacha tes and halacha zayin together with the word, and the word sono in halacha tes is working off of halacha zayin, and you know that the Gemara calls it mitzvah b'aveira, so then you're inclined to think that the Ram just didn't explicate it, but it's obvious. And on the contrary, that's the av tipus, that's the model of everything else, and halacha tes is the expansion where he mentions it. And that's certainly one way to read the Rambams in Yisurei Mizbeach. The other way to read the Rambam would go even further, and that is to say that, again, ironically, the only mitzvah b'aveiras are the ones that the Gemara actually attributes to Mashki Yisrael and Hakriveu Nalefecha Secha, and that's halacha tes. But here too, there may be a reason for that. And that is that maybe the Rambam, although the Rambam can't deny that the Gemara in Sukkah definitely thinks that a Karban HaGazel is mitzvah b'aveira, the Gemara says that explicitly, and there you don't have Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani to rely on either. But maybe the Rambam thought that it's a machlokas between that Sugya and the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph and Bava Kama. And if you're Makriv Tamim L'Shem Chavero, or the Gemara says in Bava Kama here in Merubah, that you are Yotze, right? That's the Gemara that Tosis keeps quoting. That Tosis quotes on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. How does that fit in with the general picture? Shochet Tamim Bifnim L'Shem Bailim. The Gemara says Harei Chazro Karen L'Bailim. And not only that, we know the Rambam paskins that way, because that's the Rambam's halacha ches, the sandwich halacha between Zion and Tes in the Rambam, in Yisurei Mizbeach, is that halach of Ola. And as I think I mentioned yesterday, it's just very, very... I might be wrong in some of the my speculation of how to solve these problems, but I'm certainly not wrong in the raising of these questions. In other words, it is very tamua that the Rambam puts all this in Yisurei Mizbeach. It's worth, I'd say very tamua. It's certainly worth the comment. And the contrast between halacha Zayin and halacha Ches, Zayin meaning agonev agozel, v'hikriv akarban pasul v'akadosh baruch hu sono shenemar sono gezel ba'ola ve'ein tzarech lomar she'enem miskabel, a very, very strong and bulky and strange formulation. And then you have the next halacha, hagonev olas chavero v'hikriv astam niskaper ba'bailam arishonim. Also Gneva. They said, here it's Stam. You wouldn't even know, if you didn't have these two halachas, you for sure would not know not one from the other. If you read halachas Zayin, you'd think every Gneva, no matter what, is really, really pasul and irredeemable. If you had only halacha ches, it's even a kriva stam. Right? Even Tosfos Rid and some of the other rishonim say, no, you have to be makriv dafka l'shem abaylin. Ram says, even stam. You think this is absolutely no mitzvah of aveira or no problem of korban gazel. You put zayin and ches together, it's really shocking. And then you have tes, which is this created mitzvah of aveira in cases like meduma, which is really startling, and the cases of chadash and tevel, which really in the Gemara are based on other limudim. So this series of halacha, zayin, ches, and tes are really surprising, and they definitely require a solution. So what I'm suggesting is that maybe the Rambam really gave very high prominence to the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and to the based on that Gemara to the idea that you can't have something which is a mitzvah baba veira and then say, oh, but if you have kavanah l'shem bailim, it's fine. That's just a stira mineyume, and therefore Ayin Ches Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, namely halacha ches, is part of the fact that halacha zayin isn't mitzvah baba veira at all. I think that's one possibility. And then the only thing that's left for mitzvah baba veira ends up being these other cases, mashke Yisrael and hakiveu nalefecha secha, etc. Or, I think the alternative is to say, and this I think also works nicely, that the Rambam really did feel that halacha zayin is mitzvah baba veira. Again, the sone in both halachos may point in that direction. But the chiddush of the Rambam here is something else. And that is, as we say, this is a din in Yisurei Mizbeach. And therefore, it isn't just an objective, Maisa, Karbanos, Psulei HaMukdashim kind of an issue. The issue also is how you actually end up doing the Hakrava. For the Rambam, the Sina of the Rabbanu Sholom is connected to the fact, not only that you stole the Karban, but that you stole the Karban and are trying to usurp the real bailim in the actual hakrava. That's the gzela, which is mitzvah baba aveira. So the difference between halacha zayin and halacha ches is not, whether it's ola lol or whatever, only that gufa is the davra posel for mitzvah baba aveira of gnevas karban. So if you steal the karban, but the hakrava is going to be l'shem the bailim anyway, that really isn't a mitzvah baba aveira. That's not enum meskabel, that's not sanui. It's not good. I mean, you definitely violated gneva, assuming you did it properly with a kinyan, etc., and everything else. But just because you violated gneva doesn't mean that it's mitzvah baba aveira. So I think you have two ways to read the Rambam, and I just don't know, because he doesn't say the words mitzvah baba aveira. On the other hand, and I think it is possible that he read the other sugyas to deny it. On the other hand, the word sone in both cases, I think, points in the direction. But then the chiddush is that it's not objective gneva which creates mitzvah baba aveira. That you can't say that based on halacha zayin, but rather the effort to take to exploit the gneva l'shem bailus b'hakrava. Yeah.
I was a bit startled. I would have expected that the solo of mitzvah baba aveira would have been listed next to Estanzona Mechir Kelev, and instead the Rambam was mafsik with Sa'ar and Dvash in between.
Well, Sa'ar and Dvash is also I think it's a good point. That's kind of what I meant before about this being a halacha in Yisurei Mizbeach. Sa'ar and Dvash is a din Yisurei Mizbeach. There's just things that just cannot be on the totsah of having the Sa'ar and Dvash on the Mizbeach. From what Ram is speaking about here, at least, is an Yisurim Mizbeach halacha, not just as a Maisa Karbanos. So Ram also has a Maisa Karbanos aspect of this.
Esnan Zonim Kir Kalavar in the previous parak in Yisurim Mizbeach.
Right. Again, because it's a Davar, Ma'us, and Shakutz.
Why is this closer to Sa'ar and Vash?
I don't know if it's closer, but it's certainly, I think the Tevel and the Chodesh part are certainly closer. Right. And the Ganuv part is maybe away from it, just because it depends, as I'm trying to explain now, on the usurping of the bailus l'hakrava. It's not the objective fact alone that it's a davar ganuv. Because either way, it's a davar ganuv, which is ol el ha'mizbeach. But that doesn't seem to be ma'akev in halacha ches.
Yeah,
ches. In halacha, I'm sorry. In halacha ches. Sorry, that doesn't seem to be ma'at. So if you read Zion in light of ches, and in light of tes, I think we understand why the Rambam took it away from Eslan Zoda and Mechir Kalev to a different place. But it still didn't Israel Beit. Yeah.
It sounds like you're making between Zion and Ches and Gemara 9 above and Sukkah is that the type of Abeira, the guy, the Gazan, the Ganav, was over. But it seems like that's not necessarily the issue. The question is, for whom are we talking about? Whose mitzvah is it that you're trying to accomplish here?
Well, it's not a question only of the mitzvah, it's a question of the psul.
It's a mitzvah, but you know, is it possible for you to be able to fulfill it, so that's possible. But for somebody, if not somebody...
Hagonav HaGozel, Behikr VaKarban, Behikr VaKarban, Pusul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sono, Ein Tzorach Lomar, the Ein HaMiskabel part is the Ein Tzorach Lomar, but before that we get to...
Ein HaMiskabel for the Ganav, not for the Bible. In this case, there's no problem.
Well, then it's not Ein Tzorach Lomar. In this case, it's for the Ganav, yeah. Ein Tzorach Lomar, Ein HaMiskabel. Well, it's... But it's already possible.
But rather, who the question is, for whom is the mitzvah...
But it's possible. The carbon is possible.
It's possible for you to be... No.
When you say a carbon is possible... Then a carbon is possible.
If it's a shame ba'aleim, then it's not possible because it's not a problem since it's not your mitzvah. It's not, you're not a
right, that's the chiddush. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to point out now.
That you're bringing over. It's not that it's a geneva versus you're trying to usurp the.
Well, if you believe that a carbon
is possible.
If you believe that a chaftishal carbon, which is ganuv, and that's the point, is possible, lahakrava, then you can't be mechalek on whether or not you're makriv l'shem. A or l'shem B.
It's possible for your if the karba is for you, then it's possible. But if it's a shame.
So by saying that, what you're saying is it isn't the shame ganuv b'cheftza. What are you saying?
It's the effort to trade on some
to get kapara or to get credit from hakrava of somebody else's karba.
No, I think what I'm saying is that it's what's possible is the shame ganuv. The shame ganuv is only relevant for the ganuv's mitzvah. So if we're talking about a case where
I don't think that's what I think you can't say. The word pasul, I think, is an objective psul of a carbon. We don't find anywhere that the word pasul means a pasul for you, but not pasul for him.
The two different contexts. One is where you're trying to be makir for yourself. The shame.
We know that there are two different cases.
Right, so in one case it's pasul, in one case it's not pasul. It's not a question.
Right. Which shows that the shame ganuv is not the davar pasul. Because in both cases there is a shame ganuv. Rather, what is posel is
the question is whether or not it's in terms of the you know what's the aveira that was done or the you know for whom the mitzvah is being held.
Right. What I'm disagreeing with you about it. I don't think that it's possible to say that this is a psul ganuv b'cheftza, but it's l'inyan me and not l'inyan him. I don't think it's possible to say that. I do think it's possible to say that the aveira isn't the shem ganuv. The aveira is the attempt to hijack his korban as mine, meaning it's a din in the hakravas gneva, that's the psul. And if you say that, then hakravas gneva is what you have in halacha zayin, and you don't have that in halacha ches. I don't think it's possible to say shame cheftza ganuv is a korban pasul for the ganuv, but not for someone else. I don't think it's possible to say that. That's what you're suggesting, right?
I'm saying that Sonia gave also the law is obviously not relevant for the guy who didn't steal it.
And I think that's not true. I think if you have a shame ganuv b'cheftza, and that's a davar posel, then that is objectively the stigma and the name of the korban, and there's nothing more to talk about, if that's a davar posel. What I'm trying to say is you see from here, in this context, that isn't a davar posel. Okay. And again, I think that also explains well why this has nothing to do with lulav or other such things which don't have that whole idea of bailim lekarban and bailim lemitzvah and so on. Even if there's a requirement of lechem, that's a totally different concept. Okay. One final point on this issue. The Rambam disagrees, I think, also, obviously, with the second pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi, as we said, was kol echad isa begazad rachmana isa, and therefore, even if you hold yish kedi kani, it's not going to help you because Begazad Rachmana Isa. And we pointed out yesterday, that's not such a davar pashut. A, Begazad Rachmana may be limited to Kadshei Medekabayis, and B, even if it was applicable to Kadshei Mizbeach, you're not interested in tampering with Hektish's part of it, Hekdesh is part of the hyphen, only with the Bailim, Reuven or Shimon's part of the hyphen. And therefore, it's a chiddush what Rashi says. And the conclusion we reached was one of two things. Either there's no Shem Yeyush, because since it's Begazad Rachman, lo Shema Yeyush, it's like the Ramban, as the Nesivus understands it, of Yeyush versus a Bailim. Or that this hyphenation works as a hyphenation, not just a, not as an and. It's not Shel Kodshim Visha and Shel Bailim, so that you could say, well, the Kodshim part is unaffected here. It's Shel Kodshim Le'inya in a particular Bailim. That's what I mean by hyphenation. And as such, you can't affect one part without affecting. When you do Hekdesh Ruvain and you make it into Hekdesh Shimon, so the Hekdesh part is pulled with it as well. If I was comfortable using these new boards, I would draw it on the board, but we'll have an opportunity. I have to practice first. Okay, so that's what we were suggesting. But just to point out that the Rambam really disagrees with that, because that's what the Rambam says, that Yush, even Yush alone, according to the Rambam, if we interpret the Rambam as we did, in Perek, Hey, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam holds that Yush Kedi works to transfer the bailus of the korban. Moreover, as we discussed, even Achatos, which as Tosas pointed out, is really a problem. So the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam disagrees either because he holds Kachim is Veach don't have Kol Echad Issa because of Rachman Issa, or even if they do, he thinks that this idea of the hyphenation, at least here, doesn't apply. In other words, there are really two aspects that are concentric bailim here, but they don't touch each other. There's Hekdesh's bailus, and there is the specific bailim lekapara, and as long as we leave Hekdesh out of it, even if Begazer Rachmana does apply, it's not going to be an issue here. Then the other part that we made was that Tosas also obviously disagrees with Tosas, that Brahm disagrees with Tosas, who said, if you can't switch within Chataim, you certainly can't switch a Korban within Bailin. And obviously, what we were saying is, maybe not, and maybe precisely because it's a more radical break, maybe that's the reason why you can do it. I just wanted to qualify that with one quick point. I think I said yesterday, the Rambam too in Hilchos Gago says clearly, you cannot switch the Aveira. I'm pretty sure I said that yesterday. But it's not 100% accurate. The Rashash points out here on the Sugya that if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Gago, actually the Rambam does hold that there is one way to switch a chet. I don't think this disproves what I said. I think it maybe will help a little bit. The Rambam says, Kfar b'yarnu, b'hilchos p'sula emukdashim, gimel gimel, shamafish chatoso ala chelev, she'achal, lo yivienu ala shabbos she'chilel, ala adam she'achal. You cannot switch different aveiros. Shenemar behavius karbono, siras izim, etc., al chatoso asher chata. Ad she'er karbono, l'shem chata'o, lo she'akrivenu, mechet al chet, b'mikriv p'sula. Yeser al ze, amru, but here the Rambam has the girsa bim hevi kiper. That I didn't mention yesterday. I had forgotten about it. The Rashash brings it up here, just points out that the Rambam has this case. But actually, there are different girsos in the Rambam. One is im hevi kiper, and the other is im hevi lo kiper. Okay. But it's, of course, the yeser al zeh is the problem. The Rambam says, yeser al zeh. What do you mean, yeser al zeh? They previously said you can't switch, and now the Rambam is saying, but if you switch, it works. Why is that yeser al zeh? So you have to explain that the yeser al zeh in the Rambam refers to the lechatchila. So it's fascinating. Even though it doesn't work b'di'eved, even the lechatchila is an extension of this idea. That would be just a fascinating, right? It's being pulled in both directions. But of course, if you have the girsa low kiper, then the yeser al zeh is a davar pasha. And then he has ve'in tzarach lomar she'av. I'm sorry, she'mefrisha aviv u'meis v'haya ben mechuya b'osachet shelo yivienu haben al chataso k'moshin is bar sham. There's also a question on how to read that part of the Rambam. Rambam says ve'in tzarach lomar that a father cannot be morish the karban to his son. What's the case exactly, and what's the consequence exactly? Does the Rambam mean, just like the Yeser al Kain, assuming that the Girsa is Kiper, l'chatchila, or does he mean even b'di'eved? A. B. Is the Rambam referring to the equivalent of chela v'dam? Or is the Rambam referring to even the equivalent of chela v'chelev when it comes to a father and a son? Right? Does the Rambam even mean that if the father and the son engaged in the same chet, that you can't use the same karban? We're just not sure. There are a number of issues in the Rambam that are unclear. Okay. But the point is as follows. The most of the Mefarshim understand kiper is a proper girsa. Most of the Mefarshim understand that the father and the son is ma'akev b'diavad as well. And the Marikorkas has an interesting line. Marikorkas says the girsa of kiper must be correct. Because if the girsa was low kiper, then would it even be necessary to have Xeris HaKasuv to teach you that the father cannot be morish to the son? If he can't substitute one chelev for another chelev, then obviously the father cannot transfer the karban to the son. So it must be that the girsa, the proper girsa, is kiper and not low kiper. So I just want to say, in light of what we said yesterday, two things. Number one, even chelev v'chelev doesn't work from a father to a son, and certainly other chataim. The Rambam has no such qualification whatsoever in Yeush, la'achar Yeush, when it comes to the ganav, using even a chatas. He doesn't say only chelev v'chelev or only a joint chet. It could be chelev adam, it could be chelev in Shabbos, it could be anything. So just points out what we said yesterday, which is that apparently ganav is, ganav allows for greater license than otherwise. The only advantage now is that we see from the Rambam that the theoretical possibility of another chet exists, even for him. Because kiper, chela v'chela. So we know it's almost the best of all worlds. On the one hand, the Rambam holds that in some level it is possible for this karban to serve another function. And yet, in the case of ganav, it goes well beyond what we find regularly. Moreover, the ganav works while the yoresh doesn't. But maybe in this way we can answer at least Marikorkas' question according to the other girsa. According to the girsa that says it never works, chelev v'chelev doesn't work either, low kiper. So Marikorkas said, well, that doesn't make sense, because then why do we need a limud to tell you that the father can't switch to the son? The father can't switch to himself and he can't switch to the son. But we were suggesting that the Rambam in general was the opposite of Tosis. Tosis thinks that if you can't switch yourself, then certainly no one else can switch. And we were saying, no, you can't switch because you're already committed. This karban vis-a-vis you is already written in ink, right, in a permanent marker, and you just can't switch it. But Lu Yitzuyer, that there can be gnevas karban, so then you start anew. So maybe that was the Havamina too. Even if you have the girsa of low kiper, which some mefarshim do, one would have thought that's true as far as his own kapara is concerned. But the second that there's a new bala karban, could switch. It's not that the karban is not nitan lihikarev for anything other. It's that the bailim cannot do the switching. And then the kamashmalan would be an interesting question. Kamashmalan that the, b'na kara davua, the yorish is too close to the morish here, that's the point? Or no, it's still not, even if it was, like a lokeach, it still wouldn't work. The only thing that works is a ganav, because that's keneged ritzono. So then the tziruv to what happened. If you can do it, it's an abrupt and a total break of the tziruv. So I just wanted to mention that. Yeah?
Would that work well with his sheet that when you have the chalukah is almost like parallel to chalukah's Eretz Yisrael?
When you have...
The chalukah...
What chalukah? What are we talking about here? Really?
Last year we just had the chalukah of the Yerusha for the Yisomu. And how the
and Apotropos, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Let's get go ahead.
And so, at that time, we had described the way in which the Rambam sees it as almost like,
Oh, you mean in general, the Rambam's sheet is about Yerusha?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I think there's also a lot of evidence the Bna Karadavua, whether Yerusha comes from the Morish or the Yorish steps into the Morish's. I don't want to get into that right now, but
okay.
Right, what I'm saying is, right, what's the exception, what's the rule here? But either way, it's just very important to know when you read Tosus, etc., that the Ram really has a very different shita. A, there is leeway if you have the girsa of Kiper within Chatas. I don't think that makes it less dramatic, because the leeway is very limited. It's not Dam and Chelev, and it's certainly not Yoresh and Morish. So I think what you have to say is what I said yesterday, which is that Ganav is the antagonistical relationship is a different story. A different story entirely. Okay, now I want to speak about.
We also said that the Havina there is that the concept that the sins of the fathers are visited on the children if they're continuing in the faith themselves. So therefore,
right, but we're still. Chatas is really a problem. Chatas is because it's really targeted to a particular Aveira. I'm just saying it's hard to know also what the Rama means here when he says Vein Tzarech Lomar, whether that's referring to Chelev v'Chelev, or that's. Well, it's certainly referring also to Chelev v'Chelev. Would it even apply to, let's say, they ate together? Osachem, that would be an interesting case. I don't know if anybody talks about that or not, but I'm saying the language of the Rambam, it's hard to know. Okay. One other point before we move to Mishkava V'la Gazel, and that is we mentioned the, referring to Tosas again, Tosas said, well, what's the case here? Right? It can't be Chatas, it can't, the only thing it could be is Psachim, and it doesn't sound like it. And then Tosas throw their hands up. Right. And then Tosas Ben Peretz said, no, it's talking about Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Kadshim Kalin, and we discussed that. The Pnei Yoshua also has a suggestion of Kachim Kalim, and he has another suggestion. And that is, maybe it's even Kachim Kadashim, but according to the Mandamar, Dover Agorim Lamamon Kemamon Dami. And if you hold Dover Agorim Lamamon Kemamon Dami, so maybe you could switch Bailin. The halacha that you can't be Mocher, your Korban, is only if you hold Dover Agorim Lamamon is Lav Kemamon Dami. But if you hold Dover Agorim is Kemamon, so you're the kind of Bailim that can be mocher karban. That's a Pnei Yoshua suggestion. Okay, so I see Noah's getting excited, but about the line between Garmi and the Davar Gar Lamamon maybe. But I just wanted to point out this, and it's a very interesting question. And the Maritz Chayas Alantar quotes and attacks this Pnei Yoshua and has an interesting discussion whether Davar Gar Lamamon Kamamon ever does that. And I hope we get to it later in the year, in the end of Bavakam, in the end of Aruba. Does Dover Gar Lamamon Kemamon Dami establish Bailus before the trigger of the Achrayas or not? He contends, Maritz Chayas, that we never find Dover Gar Lamamon working as long as it's Be'en. And the truth is that in Bal Yira and other such things, it seems like it does. But even then, the question is, how much bailus is provided by the bailus of Dover Gar Lamamon? So that's an answer to the Pnei Yoshua to the Tosas question. Maritz Chayas disputes it. I think it's an interesting question and something to keep our eye open for. Okay. Now, finally, two more points before we start the next Shakavataria. Mishkava V'lo Agazel and Mikvos. The Mikvos, the issue I want to get to very quickly. There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim here, which we're not going to go into, about two things. Number one, what is a kli, which is posel mayim she'uvim in a mikvah? Does it require, that it be surrounded from four sides or not? Tosas already discussed it a little bit. The tshuva of the Ravid, Likutei Rishonim has it al atar. There's a more material in the Ravid in Balei Nefesh. So that's one issue, and the Rush has a huge discussion here in Bava Kama, as well as in Mikvos, on this topic as well. That's one issue. What is a kli which creates shuvim? Nothing to do with our sugya, which is why we're not going to do it. Not going to discuss it. The other question that they discuss is the Gemara says shuvim drabanan, and the question that Rishonim touch on, Tosas here says ayin mashuk asafti, and the Rush has a two-page discussion of it. What is the psul of mayim shuvim? Is it min haTorah? Is it midrabanan? What exactly is it? Rove? Is it Gimelugin? These are very fascinating topics, but nothing to do with Bava Kama, so we're going to skip that. Even the Kachim issues that we've been discussing at least kind of overlap on the Bava Kama side. But you should know that those are two very important issues. There's an important sugya for that. The one issue that I did want to mention is the discussion Rishonim had about why it is that the Gemara focuses on Shini Hashem and not on Shini Maisa. Gemara says that if Shini Hashem is Shema Shinui, then even if you have Kavu L'Besof Chokaku, it should be Posel L'Mikva, because it should give a Shem Kli and therefore be Posel B'Mayim She'uvim. So some of the Rishonim asked, the Ravid, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, others ask the question, why does this prove Shinui Hashem? Why not just say that the Chakika itself is a Shinui Maisa, which accomplishes that? Did you see it, Daniel?
Yeah.
So what do they say about it? So what? Say that again?
You need the
Chalos Shem Kli in order to constitute Mayim Shuvim, and that you can accomplish only through Shinui Hashem. That's the answer that they give. So what do you think about that answer? That's a technical answer, or that's something important about the relationship between Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem?
Which answer are you referring to? They seem to say that it's not really considered the Shinui Maisa, it's Kechobor Karka Ba'ama. Is that what you're referring to?
Mm-hmm. Or it is a Shinui, it's not a... Right, it's not. There are different formulations of Rishon. It's not a Shini Maisa,
right.
Or it's not a Shini Maisa, which is important,
right,
for Hilchos Mikvos,
right.
Because.
So two different days of Rishon.
Yeah. So and if you look at Tesra Ben Aparetz, he has a line, which makes it clear that, in this particular case, for very very specific reasons. So let's take our Ben Aparetz. Anybody have the language of Ben Aparetz?
I have it in my mind.
Okay. That'll do. Shini Maisa. One more time. Shini Maisa. What's the word that you swallowed? Dahai. Shini Maisa. Dahai Chakika. That's very important, I think. Go ahead.
I was in syringe, the tone I thought was...
It's not Shini Maisa Dahai Chakika, it's Shini Maisa Dahai Chakika. As opposed to Chakika in general.
Right.
Go ahead. So the Ben Peretz is making it perfectly clear that this is a local halacha here. It's not that there's a qualitative difference between the way that Shini Maisa and Shini Hashem work, but that this particular Shini Maisa, that's why I said the word. What? Okay, thank you. See, occasionally we agree. Kihai, or Kihai. This particular Shini Maisa is a Charitz Bekarka. It doesn't have significance given its context. As opposed to Shinui Hashem, you're calling it a Tzinor. As opposed to calling it a... What's the other word? Ketzitza. What was it originally called?
Ketzitza.
You're now calling it a Tzinor instead of a Ketzitza. Ketzitza. Okay. So basically, Tosfos Beit Aparetz is saying not that there's a difference between the way Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem were, but that's in this particular context, if I call something a Tzinor that unmistakably is connected to Kli, whereas if I do the Maisa, so who's to say that it's a Maisa Kli, it's a Maisa Chafira Bagarka or Chakika Bagarka. However, according to some of the other Rishonim, it's possible that what they had in mind is something different, and that is Shinui Maisa works differently than Shinui Hashem, and it goes back to what we discussed in other contexts, right? The Ramban's idea, which was, well, Shinui Maisa really is a subcategory of Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem is the Ikar. Or other Rishonim who might say that Gufa is the difference between Shinui Hashem and Shinui Maisa. Maybe they really work in different ways. Shinui Hashem is Panim Chadashos Bo'olachan. It's a different status. But Shinui Maisa is more about breaking the Tziruf to what was, it's not necessarily about panim chadashos bo panim chadashos bo lekan in situations where the tziruf is what's important. For example, beheshiv is like zeilah shagazal im kain shagazal yachsir im lav damin by shlume. You don't necessarily need panim chadashos bo lekan. You don't need a new shame kli. All you need is that the kli is in an altered state. It's not what it was previously. Esnan zona. Again, that maybe is why that those who are machmir as well. Esnan zona, reish sagez. You don't need panim chadashos. Everybody will agree that it's a tziruf issue. And the question is, since there is no panim chadashos, so the break of the tziruf is enough, or the fact that the shame kli or shame chafza continues is reason to be posel or to be ma'akev. But if that's the case, so then the point isn't that this particular shinui maisa isn't going to work. That shinui maisa believes shinui hashem is never koveya shame kli. All it does is tell you whether the object, same object that you had previously, is in the same state as previously or not. We don't care whether or not the, you know, kitzitzta, you know, is altered or not. Who cares? As long as it's not a tzinor. And a shinui maisa doesn't create a shame tzinor if there's no accompanying shinui hashem. Again, according to the Ramban, the answer to this question would be even easier. And that is, even if it were to be true that shinui maisa did it, it's only because every shinui maisa is a shinui hashem. So I think we have three or four different answers to this issue, highlighting the Ramban. Again, the question doesn't get off the ground if you really hold like the Ramban on Kuf Yud Daled. And the other extreme being that there really is a fundamental difference between shinui maisa and shinui hashem. Shinui maisa wouldn't help here, not just this particular shinui maisa. The middle shita being this particular action is not a shinui maisa because, as we said, it's such a thing as chakika or charitza b'mechubar as well, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, mishkava v'lo agazel. The challenge of mishkava v'lo agazel is David is. What's the problem there? Who's Shita?
Tosas Rin.
Well, we'll get to Tosas Rin in a minute, but for the challenging, difficult Shitas.
Rashi.
Right. I mean, normally Rashi, you know, is just our friend and helper. He's still our friend and helper. But here Rashi is very difficult. Who's Rashi's company here? The Rambam. Correct. The Rambam always gives us trouble. Okay. The Rashi and the Rambam both say what, Dovi?
They say that by Mishkava v'lo agazel, it sounds like anything that's not yours, you can't be the time of Tumas Mishkav.
You can't create Tumas Mishkav if you don't have Bailas. As opposed to the other Rishonim, who in slight variations, but all say what, pretty much?
In general, you can't create Tumas Mishkav, you just can't necessarily create in the Yachid of Mishkav.
Yeah, the issue is the same issue that we have with Oros and other things. It's the regular Tumas Kalim issue, which is what's Koveya, a shame Kli, or the shame of a particular type of Kli, in this case, Merkav or Mishkav. So for that, maybe you need Bailus in order to give it this status, in order to give it this shame. It's the regular halacha that we know of. Rashi and the Rambam both do not interpret that way. Both seem to interpret that we're talking about something that is already not mechusar maisa, already is a mishkav, and the question is the act of tumas midras that is limited by mishkavo v'lagonif. And the question is why. And Tosus and the Rajba and the other Rishonim, they all quote plenty of rayas, psukim and rayas, all of which seem to point to the fact that even if you're not the bailim, tumas Mishkav, Midras of Mishkav should really apply. And it's a very, very serious dilemma, a very serious difficulty. Okay. There is, however, an opening in both Rashi and the Rambam, a different opening in each case, to say something here. Namely, Donnie? In the Rashi? I think, anyway. And in one case, not just me. David? Excellent. Ava tuma, and then the next words?
Letame
adam. So why is that an opening?
Because
Why did he say it? Why did he say it? And what is it, as opposed to what? Oh, because there is a particular chiddush when it comes to the avatuma of Mishkav Hazav, and that is that instead of treating it according to the regular hierarchy, which is you have an avatuma, and the avatuma creates a vladatuma or a rishon, right? And the rishon is metame ochel mashkim, but not adam v'kelim. There's a particular separate chiddush when it comes to Mishkav Hazav, and that is that it becomes an avatuma. So maybe that's the point that Rashi's making, and maybe that would answer a lot of the rayas. Rashi says, "L'inyan to be an avatuma, l'tamei adam, the kalim, that's where you have the halacha of Mishkav of Law Gaza." What's the point? Why this difference? The point is that when it comes to the regular din of tuma, let's say for tumas kalim, for tumas samashken and ochlim, the regular hierarchy. So if we decide that Midras Hazav is considered a metame, so it's an objective maisa, basically. And you just have to follow the arrows. In other words, you have a Zav, and the contact is sufficient to be metame. And what difference does it make whether or not you're the Bailim or you're not the Bailim? It's the physical contact, it's the action, which is Koveya. But it's the action that's Koveya. What difference does it make whether you're the Bailim or you're not the Bailim? Whether it's Ganuv, or it's Sha'ul, or it's Shelcha. But if we're talking about creating a new Chalos Shem, which transcends the physical act and contact, because according to the, if Midras simply was the equivalent of Maga, right, so you have an Ava Tuma, which is what? Which then creates a Vlada Tuma. But how do you have this Ava Tuma, which then creates Shem Mishka Vazav, which is an avatuma. Right. So one could have said, and maybe one could say further, no, this difference, this special Xeris HaKasov, this special din of Mishkav Hazav, which is an avatuma, that's not, it's nothing to do with the way that it's created. It's simply, that's Xeris HaKasov, that's the result of whatever contact is with a Zav, in the case of a Mishkav, right, it doesn't go the normal, you know, Av to Vlad, to Sheni, to Shlishi, etc. There's a special halacha, a special Gzeres HaKasuv that says that if it's a Mishkav that gets the first contact, however contact is defined, it becomes an Av too. And then again, we're back to the same idea. But if we don't say it that way, but we say that there's something called, there are two actually roots or two elements in the transfer of Tumah. One is the more physical, again, physical, spiritual, you know, idea of tumah obviously is a spiritual contamination of some sort, but it's a physical process. Bilus is irrelevant. If it's about kvius or kriyas, chalos shein mishka vazav, it's not about the actual maga, even bederech midras. So we might say only a bilin can do that, or at least ganuv is not subject to it. The whole thing is a form of halacha to begin with, and this is indicated, I think, in Rashi. And I think it's also indicated in the Rambam. Why in the Rambam? I'll take the questions at once. Did you want to speak about the Rambam?
Okay.
Why in the Rambam? Dovi, since you started...
The Rambam juxtaposes the end of that halacha with the price that Tosfos quotes about Machal Tzvishim and Lachamim, about Eish.
Okay, I'm not so sure why that... What does that prove?
No, I'm saying because that shows that...
Just that you need Eish. We know that from the beginning of the halacha.
It shows that this halacha, even though it's halacha about...
Right.
But you can't.
It
has also the
Nidabilis. It certainly is a Nidabilis and the Lafika. I wouldn't have said it that way, but I do agree with you on one point. The Lafikach of the Rambam actually ties together Rashi and the other Rishonim.
Right.
And the same halacha the Rambam says, this halacha, right, the special din of Ganuv, not being a Mishkav, even if it already is a Mishkav, and he links it, Lafikach, that's why Bilis in general matters in the Kvius of a shame. Kli, L'inyan Tuma. But as the Mishnah Malach points out, that's very, very strange, because these are two completely different dinim. The first halacha, no one agrees with the Rambam. And the second halacha is how everybody interprets the sugya, and everybody agrees that's the aleph base of Tumas Kalim, which is that you have to be a bailim in order to be koveya. But I think it is very... So the Mishnah Melech himself dismisses... Anybody have a language of the Ramanel's Kalim here? The Mishnah Melech himself dismisses... Of course, Perek Chavdalad Al Chazayin. Ein adam etami b'midras mishkav omerkav she'ena shalo she'nemar v'hanogea b'mishkavo. Gozal mishkav v'dara salav b'lo negia reza tahar v'nisyashu abaylim tamei. Ganav mishkav v'yashav alav reza tamei she'chizkasa she'nisyashu abaylim she'ni v'ran b'ganavo v'imnoda sh'adayin lo nisyashu reza tahar. Lefikach ganav she'ganav or v'chashav alav v'shkiva Hamachshava moeles bo umistame b'midras avlagazet ein machshavta moeles elim kenis yashu abayim. So the Mishnah Melech is bothered by this. What's the lefikach? The lefikach is the muskam halacha. The first part of the Rambam is the difficult halacha. He says, don't take it so seriously. It just means the both of these things are true. The lefikach is la'dafka. That's the Mishnah Melech. I think it is dafka. I think the Rambam is telling us something very, very profound here. The Rambam is saying, just because one halacha is ubiquitous and accepted, and the other halacha is controversial, doesn't mean that they're not related. On the contrary, we see, if it wasn't for the fact that there were halachos like Mishkav Hazav, which depend on Bailus, that then Shem Kli wouldn't either. In other words, if Tumah, I'm suggesting, if Tumah was about a spiritual / physical contagion, contamination, then why such a prominent role for the Bailim in defining the Kleilin and Tumas Kalim? We see that in Hilchos Tumah, in general, when it comes to being Koveya, the Shame Kli, Shamos, that's in the hands of the Bailim. According to the Rambam, the Fikach is very important. These halachas are connected. But the Chiddush of the Rambam not only holds like Rav, but the Rambam, of course, emphasizes the difference between Midras and Negia. The Rambam says, Ein adam b'tamid midras mishkav v'merkav she'ne shalosh she'nemar v'anogea b'mishkavo gozal mishkav v'dara salav below Negia Areza Tahar. What's below Negia? And this is based on the tshuva of the Rimigash, which appears here in Shidum Kubetzes. If you look here at Shidum Kubetzes, they quote the tshuva of the Rimigash, where the Rimigash was asked about the sugya, and Rimigash says this pshat of the Rambam, that the Rambam got it from. He says the halacha is, when it comes to Negia, if you know Geya the Mishkav Hazav, it'll be mistame, even if it's ganu. But drisa, where there's no physical negia, that's different. And that's what the Rambam quotes. So what's the difference between negia and drisa? That the Rimigash doesn't explain. But the explanation will be according to what we were just saying, which is, again, Rashi emphasizes the impact. Right, being an avatoma, as opposed to a Rishon, which would have been the normal contagion, right, Latameyon. I think the Rimigash and the Rambam are emphasizing the method of it becoming Tame, which is unusual, Drisa. I mean, Drisa isn't really Maga. But the shame, Mishkav, Hazav, if it isn't a question of receiving actually the contagion, the contamination of the Tumah, right, conveying it from one stage or hierarchy to the other, but it's a question of there being a chalos shein mishkav azav, so we can understand why midras works. It has the shein mishkav azav, even if you didn't touch it. That's what the Rambam is emphasizing. And the truth is that one could have been mechalek either in terms of one issue or the other. You could say even maga hazav b'mishkav depends on ganuv or not ganuv. For this reason. I mean, to become an avatuma, a shame. Or, you might have said in the other direction, that this applies even to Maka. Or on the Midrash level, you could say it not only limits the status of Ava Tuma, but the continuation even as a Vlada Tuma B'derech Midrash. That's what you want to focus on, Midrash versus Negiah, or you want to focus on Av versus Vlad. I think either way would have made sense according to this particular Svara. The Mishnah Melech says part of it, and the Mishnah Melech I think hits it on the nail here. The Kesef Mishnah asks a question here. Kesef Mishnah says, how can the Rambam be Mechalek and quote the Pasuk of Hanogea B'Mishkavo? Rambam's Mechalek between Medras and Mishkav. Talmud Shalonis Might Mishkav She'en Shalo Elamitumas Medras Lo Mitumas Maga. L'fizeh Masha Kasav Gonav Mishkav Yashav Alav Tamei Hainu Belo Negia. The pasuk itself speaks about nogea. That's a Kesemish's question. So the Mishnah Melech says, no. Look at the pasuk again. The pasuk isn't talking about the zav touching the mishkav. The pasuk is talking about somebody else touching the mishkav after the Zav, and him becoming a Rishon Latuma, even though he's Adam and not a Mashke. Right? Most people are Adams. Most Adams are not Mashkes. Right? They have been known to be some exceptions, but the beverage variety, but okay. So that's the Mishnah Melech here. Mishnah Melech says, the Daz Shemuvad Shesvaras Arbeta the Savar the Lo Miet Kroa Le Mitumas Medras Velo Mitumas Magar He Svar Ruya. The Logari Mishkav Moshe Mishar Kelim Shadim Metame Osam Av Sheinim Shalov Velo Miet Akasav Velo Mitumas Midras She Tuma Mechudeshes Mishkav Moshe She Asa Osam Azav Av Atuma Bedrisas Olayem Av Shein Noga Vahem Od Nirali The Kronami Achidayik. The Eshel Dakek, the Miut Zeh, Milo Nokte, Pro, Beikar Din, Amishkav. The Fidi Rabbeinu Nicha, the Gabi Tumas Amishkav, Loks the Miuta, Shin the Mishkacha so Af Shaloya Mishkav, O Shitame Mishkav, Shkivaso Alav, Kagon and Nogabo. Abagai Adam, Hanogea, the Mishkav, Nokte, the Af and Tipsalom, Shia Mishkav, Tame, Kagon Shinogabo Azam, Mikamakam Adam and Ogea, Botahar, Shehu Rishon, and the Makabal Tumaki, Mea Abalam Rishon. Kirkasib now. And that's how he explains the answer. That's how he answers the Kesef Mishnah. V'lo avinosiv devar, referring to the Kesef Mishnah klal. The krahachi kamar, asher yigav b'mishkavo, shehaya mishkav shel azav. Oz adam hanogeh b'mishkav tamei ada erev, shenasa mishkav avatuma, umetamei adam. Avlim olohaya mishkav shel azav, en adam nogeh bo tamei. Afilim nogeh bo azav. So basically, he ends up not being mechalek so much between Nogea and Midras. But either way, it's very, very important to point out that the pasuk that the Rambam quotes isn't about Negia, because that really would be a stira to what he says. But on the contrary, it ends up being a reinforcement of this pshat, namely the whole chiddush of the Rambam isn't that it becomes tame, but that it becomes an avatuma, which is metame adam be. Kirisha, yeah.
Fikach, therefore, is the fikach of being transformative, just as much as
the fikach is the idea that what I was saying before. I think this is how the Mishnah Melech has a trouble with the fikach. But my point in the fikach is this points to the formality, the fact that it isn't all about physical contamination and touching and hierarchy, but that in Hukas Tuma there are chaloses as well. Had it been just a spiritual physical process, then maybe the objective shame kli should be enough as well. The reason it's so important that the bailim or the kore shame, and there's so much flexibility what isn't the kli in tuma, is also part of it becoming, it being given this formal status. That's the suggestion. So whether you draw the line at negiyah and medras or avatuma, or you say both, but either way, the pasuk that's quoted by the Rambam is actually perfect. It's about the continued contamination, and I think it's very meduyak in Rashi. Now, once you say that, I'm not sure whether that answers all the questions that Tosis and Tosis Rin and Rajbug ask against Rambam and Rashi, namely, all the cases that prove that there really is Tumah, the Mishkav Azav, even if it's not Shalom. So are they all? I guess you'd have to investigate. I should look at it again. They all prove Tumah, or they all prove Tumah B'Toras Rishon, meaning that Ava Tumah. By distinguishing between either Midrash and Maga, or Rishon and Ava Tumah, does that solve all the answers to the question? I'm not sure. The Tosis Rin himself gives a different answer for Rashi. And it says that maybe there's a difference between Enes Shalo and Ganov, and that all the rayas are from Enes Shalo, but Ganov is different. The Mishnah Melech says that in the Rambam as well. That it's Dafka Ganov which is excluded, Ganov a Gazel, but not Enes Shalo. Now the Mishnah Melech ruins it a little bit, but it doesn't really mean it, I don't think, by saying, and why do we care? We'll put it this way. The Tosis Rid says, what's the difference between Ganuv and Enes Shalo? You know who saw the Tosis Rid?
The Shem Gozel is Matar. And that.
It's not Matar, but it won't become Tameh in this way.
That's his Lashon.
But what does he compare it to? Very wild comparison, Sukkah. Michael?
Sukkah.
Sukkah. Gzula is Pasul. Even though Sukkah Shula is Akasha. Interesting. Which shows that Shem Gozel isn't just about a lack of. But he wants a proof from there. Sometimes Gozel is a formidable obstacle. It's a shame in the Chafetza that can't be overcome, quite separate from the need for Bailus. Okay. Hey, one could say that it comes to Sukkah, that's because of Mitzvah of Aveira. Right? Or because of, even if it isn't technically Mitzvah of Aveira, but, you know, Chol Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. Obviously, none of that would have anything to do with Tumah, right? We're not going to say Mitzvah Babaveir when it comes to Tumah. So the Tosis Rid's comparison is interesting, very interesting. But again, according to a whole group of Rishonim, it's not only is it not a good comparison, it's just completely, completely unacceptable. But the Mishnah Melech has a different explanation, and that is because of Kepeda. He says, in the case of Enes Shalo, it's one thing, but Ganuv and Gozel, we should worry about Kepeda from the real violin. So if you understand it in the most practical way, it kind of kills the other point in the Mishnah Melech. And it kills this explanation. But maybe what he really means to say is that the ikuv in the formal pronouncement or creation of a Shem Mishkav through Medras even, and even to be an Avatuma as opposed to a Vladatuma, doesn't require Bailus so much as it cannot overcome the obstacle of Ganav Gozel. That it's not the chashash, the actual chashash for Kepeda, even the objectified chashash for Kepeda, so much as, since it's a davar dekapid, meaning this is really, it's not just a lack of Bailus here, it's Bailus, it's chefetz shel acher. Right? Keneged Ritzono. That's what he means. I'm not sure. Not sure. Okay, there was a Michael had a question. Go ahead.
Just when the Rambam says below Maga,
yeah,
is he implying that with Maga it would become an Avatuma or a Rishon?
See, that I don't know. That I'm not sure. I think that's what I mentioned before. The simple reading of the Rambam is, and the Tshuva of the Rimigash, is that he's mechalik between Medras and Maga. And that Maga would actually be an Avatuma as well. But the way the Mishnah Lamelech understands it and explains it, that may not be the point. And I think what one could say in the Rambam is, Rambam doesn't mean to mechalik between Midrash and Maga so much. What he means to say is, if there's Maga, then at least it will be a Vlada Tumah. But in order for it to be Mishkav Azav, right, for that, meaning for Medrash even to work, and for it to be an Av, for that, we have an exclusion of God. So I'm not sure 100%. I said, if you only had Rashi and you only had the Rambam, I would have said Rashi's emphasis seems to be on the Metame Adam, and Rambam's on Midras versus Maga. But I think the Ha'ara, that instead of being quoting a problematic Pasuk, Dafka, the pasuk of the Rambam quotes is the perfect pasuk. That ha'ara of the Mishnah Melech, I think, is just so powerful that in light of that, maybe we should look at it that way. The Rambam just meant Midrash and Maga, and of course the corollary or the connected, which is Avatoma and Torah. Okay, let's begin. It's very late, but read the Shach of the Tarya for a minute or so. Just get some of the preliminary things out of the way of the next Gemara. Okay, this was a very long sugya. The sugyas coming up are not going to be as long, and we'll be moving more quickly through the dapim now. But okay, the connection sugyas connected to Yeush, etc., are very, very, very important. I don't want to skimp on that. So let's have somebody just for 5 minutes now. We'll just get started, and we'll continue on Thursday, and also give you Thursday. I'll give you more Maror Mekomos for when I'm away, and if I have a schedule by then, the shiurim that we'll have, I'll pass that along as well. Ezra, where are we? We meet the Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha, correct? That's what we're up to, right? V'amai. Samech Zayin Amud Beis. Nalif Shor, go ahead. So this is a very interesting Havamina. In what way, Ezra? Why is this an interesting Havamina? Then we would say that Dalet Behei is not limited to Shor V'Seh. It applies to all animals. Would it be limited to animals, or would apply even, that's another way of saying it would apply to everything. I mean, obviously the Shechita part would be limited to animals, but the Mechira part. This would be an important Havamina, because if we think that Tvicha Mechira really has the ability to be Mechayev in its own right, right, it always bothers us that it's so limited, that it's, you know, that it's restricted to Shor V'Seh. If there's something about the act of Tvicha Mechira post Gneva, almost Tavra V'Shasya like, then why wouldn't it apply across the board? Okay, so this is an important Havamina. Gemara thought, you know, if you say that Tvicha Mechira to begin with is Ein L'Chabal L'Chidusho, and we just can't even understand why it applies in Shor V'Seh, it's only Shana Bechet, we don't really understand it at all, it's not in the Gneva, then why would we look to Shabbos to expand it? Okay. So at least the initial impulse of the Gemara is there's something about Tvicha Mechira, possibly, which is Mechayev in its own right. Okay. Go ahead. But then the Gemara ends up going, in a second we'll see, in a 180 degree opposite turn. Go ahead. Amarava. Okay. So that means it's excluded. But we still don't know when it applies, whether or not it is a different phase and a Mechayev in its own right in the Gneva. Right? Or it really is just a chumra and exerus hakasuv and a tanai, and so on. Okay, now the Gemara says something interesting. Go ahead, Omri. Oh, so what would that be? Ikasuv Rachmana Achi. Yeah. So what is that Havamina? That's pretty wild. Right? Just to increase the numbers from 4 and 5 to 9, or is it more than that? If it's all one halacha, then you're putting the two together. It sounds like it's not a mechayev in its own right. But these are just like added knossos, in a way. And that becomes even clearer as we continue. Go ahead. V'chiteima. Yeah, so this, of course, we discussed already. Hopefully everybody recalls. Namely, a very strange Havamina that you would pay in kind, basically, and that it wouldn't matter, the price wouldn't matter. Right? And we talked about the fact that that would establish Dalet V'hei, and maybe even Kefel, in terms of replicating the ban, being connected to the ban, rather than being an issue of Hosafas Tashlumin. And the Havamina was, number one, that is so, and number two, that is not disturbed by the economic disparity. It's one thing to say that you can replace one animal for another, but one might have thought that, you know, it isn't replacing one animal for another if one is expensive and the other is cheap. For objective, if one is skinny and one is fat, if one is healthy and one is emaciated, right? So there was a double assumption, right? Being A, it's considered replacement. B, replacement is enough. And what we talked about in Rashi, in Tlekin Mikar Dam Kedahashta, Rashi says that how you pay depends on how much you pay, is that Rashi understood that you can't ignore the price as part of replacement, but the idea of replacement as a way to explain this chiyuv is still something that is true. That's why sometimes you can replace and other times you pay. You can really address whichever one you want. Okay, let's continue. So this already is what I call the 180 degrees. Instead of thinking, oh, we should have tzvicha mechira in all animals, maybe in all animals, all kalim, because objectively it really is a second phase of the geneva or gazela and a machayev in its own right, right? And talking about, you know, replicating or replacing the ba'ain several time over, now everything is going wild. Pure knas. The Gemara is thinking here that you don't get anything unless you're gun of trey v'tavachlu. That doesn't make, as a machayev, gun of trey v'tavachlu does not make sense. Continue, as the continuation shows as well. Go ahead. Gemara says you can't say that, v'tavachoksiv. V'chad. Yeah, same comment, right? Havamina that you have to have two mechiras. Gets even more peculiar. Go ahead. Ve'ema havamina. Yeah, I mean, you don't get anything unless you steal two, and you do one tvicha and you do tvicha and mechira, then you get. Otherwise, tvicha alone, mechira alone doesn't do it. Okay, obviously, that's not sensible if we're talking about some sort of deepening intensification of the Gnevo Gazela. Dafka Lashor Laseh. It doesn't make any sense. Right? If you have to do both, Tvicha for one and the Mechira for another, they just don't mix in that way. Okay, so we're obviously talking more about some Knas Hagavra than anything else. Oh, okay. Okay, can continue? Yeah. So we're rejecting these technically. But the Gemara is still working with this wild knas idea. Go ahead, Vyakati. Yeah, meaning, steal two. You can't, if you steal one and you do tvicha, you won't be chayiv. If you steal two and you do tvicha to one, or you steal two and you do mechira to one, then you're going to be chayiv. Again, it's mitzad. Nishtarish bechet, let's call it. It doesn't make any sense. It's hard to understand it from a shana bechet either, but it certainly doesn't make sense as an intensification of or bechay bifniatz. Go ahead. Short the seifa. Okay, so now that we're back to normal, again, we went through a period of, we were holding our breath. So now the Gemara can discuss, what truly is the nature of Tzvicha Mechira, whether it is a Mechayiv in its own right, or just a way of piling on the Knossos attached to this particular this particular Geneva. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Let's start with next time. I don't know if I told you, look at the Rajba also, just on Gonet Minagana. He quotes that Yerushalmi. We talked about it earlier, but it should be, in terms of the Karen, does the Gan of Sheni have to pay the Nigna, the original Nigna, or the Gan of Rishon? And then I'm not going to add anything. The other things, I want to get through the, at least through Samech Chesed Beis Shaka Vatarya on Thursday. And then we'll start getting into Zelik Hashanah, Jalom Zelik Hashanah Prashasa. Yeah.
For those who say that it just works towards the Dava,
what?